Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Joining us right now is Farima Mamugani, Assistant Professor, Tulane University, A.B. Freeman School of Business. This is, you know, we talk a lot about green energy and what's happening in emerging technologies. This particular technology that we're about to talk about is very, very interesting, and it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. Farima, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Thank you for inviting me. Actually, I'm so happy today to talk about this new technology, and I'm so excited to just share what I know and just have a conversation about it.
So I read a number of articles about this, very similar to some other technologies, but this is really kind of strange, just using gravity with gigantic bricks that are packed full of compressed dirt. Tell us about how this technology works and what it hopes to accomplish.
This is a very cool idea, and the idea is very simple. By lifting the massive bricks to the facility's upper level during the period of the excess renewable energy production, the facility cranes can store the large amount of the power and energy and release it by lowering them back down when the demand is high and the energy supply is low. And this is how it works. And then, for example, if someone, they have towers, they can use that buildings, or sometimes they are building the some facilities for this reason. But this is how it works. And these bricks build up with some dirt, which is very good. We are just using whatever leftovers in the earth to just build these bricks, and then use them to store the energy and use it whenever we need.
So how does this work? So the brick actually is goes down from the top of a building, and as a result of that pressure, it spins some kind of electric generator that actually is producing energy. Is that correct?
Exactly.
We're using the weight of the brick. It's moving at a very slow pace, and gravity fed, and that pressure is what's actually spinning the generator.
Exactly. This is how it works, actually. Yeah, go ahead.
No, ma'am. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying that, yes, we are using this pressure to just when it's lowering down back, and then what I learned from what I was doing research, every 6 feet that just they are lowering them back is just creating, I think, around 1 megawatt energy for us. And this facility is very huge and giant, and then when it's just coming down, generates the energy for us.
So what this, it seems as though this is kind of a continuum, right? I mean, you have solar, you have wind. This technology is in its early onset is kind of backfilling the fact that if we just look at solar's not working at night. So there's a number of dark hours during the day this type of technology would backfill and would help store and provide energy real time to the grid or to a particular facility to backfill their energy demand needs when the other technologies are not actually producing energy. Would that be correct? Is that my understanding?
Yes, exactly. Right now, in the current situation that we are in the market, running a wind or the solar farm is not cheaper than any old coal plants or the natural gas. But the economics of the storing energy is still an issue for us. But if you can find a way to just store the energy, in this case, this combined technology together, the renewable and this technology, I'm just calling it the gravity storage technology, it can help us to just provide us an electricity whenever we need, whenever we are not able to generate. For example, when it comes to night, we are not able to use the renewable energy, or it's not windy, we are not able to generate the renewable energy. But if we are able to store it, in this case, we can use it when we need that electricity.
And we don't really need to there's not really a necessity in some cases to actually store the energy. You're providing it real time, right? Because part of the problem with storing energy is finding the appropriate batteries that are going to be able to store. They have a life cycle. The more you re-energize these batteries or recharge these batteries, the quicker their life cycle diminishes, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, actually, this is a good good point. One problem with the batteries is that right now, you know, the cost of the batteries continue to fall and just is getting better and better each year. But the one problem with the batteries is that their lifetime is on average around 15 years. And the more you use, similar to the maybe the batteries that we have with our cell phones, then we see that after a few years, we are not we have problem with our cell phone and we are changing them because the battery is not charging or just staining for a long time. The same thing happened with the other batteries as well. But this solution, the gravity storage solution, they claim that at least they can stay for 35 years. And if this is how it works, it's a very great news because consider the 15 years compared to 35 years, which is the big improvement.
So this technology, I guess, if I had to point to one that's out there right now that works very similar in nature, would be hydroelectric power, would it not?
Exactly, yes. And because I was just saying that the idea is simple, the same way that they were using the water, and then when the water is just the pressure of the water, it was generating the electricity. The same thing happening here. Right now, we are using the gravity to just, and the pressure, and when it's just coming down, all of these bricks, when they are just coming down, they are generating the electricity. The similar, I think the idea is similar, but we are using the different thing in our Earth to just generate the electricity.
So the models that are out there right now, there are a couple of different countries that are testing this technology, China being one of them. Mm-hmm. I think here in the United States and in a couple of other countries. Early onset, what are the results that we are seeing?
Actually, this technology is very new, and maybe from 2019, they just started just doing some sort of pilot. And right now they are just doing in Texas and Shanghai. And actually this year is a critical year to just know that if it is in terms of economy is beneficial to just have this sort of technology and just combine it with other technology that we have. But based on actually what they claim that right now in the, I think Shanghai, they are building the around 100 megawatts, and still is working. But their pilot, it was 5 megawatts, and it was just successful. But right now, what they are doing in the Shanghai is 100 megawatts, and they are planning to just have a larger facilities with the larger amount of the generations. And still, they haven't disclosed about that the cost right now, but we are just waiting to see that how it works.
And so the system that moves the elevator system that moves the bricks from the top of the building from the bottom of the building once they descend and they create that that pressure to spin that generator. It's actually enough to generate power to run the elevator system and to also increase over and above that the amount of power that's being generated. So it's kind of self-serving, right? It reproduces itself and doesn't need any outside energy sources to actually exist.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. They are just using the renewable energy to just raise to the top, and then when it's just lowering them back, it generates electricity, and then everything is just coming from the renewable energy, nothing from the outside or just the other source of energy.
It's going to be interesting to see where this ultimately ends up, right? To me it makes perfect sense because the cost of the material. I mean, I guess the most expensive thing is the elevator system and the skin of the building, the structure of the building, right?
Yeah, actually, yes, you are right. I think this technology is great when we are just trying to consider for a longer period, or just we are looking for the huge setups. In this case, if we are just considering the cost of the tower or any other sort of the grant, when we are just considering 35 years, it makes sense. The levelized cost makes sense. But if you're considering for maybe short periods or just the setup is small, in this case, the amount of the capital cost in the front, upfront, that we have to pay is too much, and it doesn't make sense. And I think, if I want to just put it in this way, if this technology can be combined with the batteries, it should be a very great solution. The batteries could be the solution for a short period, for a small setup, and this gravity storage, they could be the answer for a longer period and maybe a large setup that we have. In this case, the cost, it makes sense. Otherwise, the upfront cost right now is very high for this sort of technology.
Interesting, though, it doesn't take the land mass that either solar or wind requires, right? You could actually put these buildings up almost anywhere, next to a transmission corridor or otherwise, because the footprint is relatively small.
Exactly, and this is another advantage of this, actually, type of technology. We don't need to have a large land to just build it. Even the small lands just can help us to just build and just use this technology. This is another advantage of this type of system.
Yeah. Look, I look forward. We'll have you back on in the coming months as this we go through the maturation process of this technology. Obviously, it seems as though there's a lot of interest in and around this at the present time, as with a number of other alternative sources, too. Do you think that, for instance, if you have like a major factory operation, that you may see companies thinking about developing this type of technology, building these buildings and utilizing this as their sole source for power in many respects? Do you think this technology could get there?
Actually, this is an interesting question. I think the story of this technology, this is my intuition, I think this is my guess, it should be similar to the microgrid. Right now, maybe you heard about that in the news, that some big companies such as Amazon, Google, Facebook, they are just trying to have a contract with some generators or the microgrid owners to just generate their own energies and to just have a land for themselves. And I think the path for this technology should be similar. When it makes economically sense, the big companies and the large facilities, they will reach out and they will adopt this technology, definitely. Because always, this is how we see the technologies work. the same story was with the microgrid, it was with the other generators, but right now when it's just getting better and better, the technology is improving, the cost of technology because of the mass production is decreasing, and then we will see that at least the big organization, big companies, they are adopting these technologies. And I see that, you know, maybe 10 years or 5 years, we will see that some large organizations, even universities, hospitals, they will just use these energies. Why not?
Yeah, you know, when you think about remote facilities, for example, that have energy needs, and you look at utilities and the cost of them to provide transmission lines and otherwise to these locations geographically. I mean, there are not as many now as they were 100 years ago, but this technology to me would make perfect sense because you eliminate a lot of the need for significant investment in infrastructure if you could co-generate your own power right there for the most part.
Yes, actually, this is a great point. The transmission line cost is not cheap, and this is the one main reason that maybe this right now the electricity price is really high.
Yeah.
And if we can generate locally and use locally, okay, we can build a sustainable environment for us. This is the point right now.
Absolutely. Very exciting technology. Thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate your time and your insight. Have a great week.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
That's Fariba Mamugani, Assistant Professor, Tulane University, A.B. Freeman School of Business. Gravity, these gigantic bricks packed full of compressed dirt as big as a pickup truck and five times heavier are a potentially important solution to this critical problem with green energy revolution. You can read about it there. It's all over the internet, what's going on with this particular technology. Very interesting reading. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.